Thank you, Ken. Is Gene here, McLaren? You want to say a few words about the war and the club during the war?
I'm not sure whose idea it was that I should get up here for a little bit, but I'm sure that they didn't know what they were doing when they did. I didn't know I was a college professor. College professors know of people that can get up and talk about any topic at the drop of a hat in a minute, for exactly 50 minutes. Well, I sometimes regret it because I might have one eye on the clock. It's past my bedtime already. But anyway, two things I'd like to say about Potter Club, and again, sort of extemporaneously off the drop of the hat. When I came here, I was a young and experienced person, so I'd never been more than maybe 30 or 40 miles away from the Capital District at the time, and from the out in the farmland and didn't really know much was going on. I came here, the Potter people were really great. And I'm looking here at the presidents, and Glenn Walworth particularly. He was president when I came in the spring of 41. And he and the rest of the Potter people helped me personally tremendously by giving me guidance and experience. And the club itself had a program, and which, in addition to the normal athletics and all the other things I did, they specifically took incoming freshmen and pledged to the club and provided tutorial and academic assistance to anybody who's having any kind of problem, and really helped them, and it helped me a lot. That's one point. The other point I'd like to make very briefly is the fact that they did have an exceptional group of people then, as through all the years. The presidents, during the war years, preceding the war years, particularly Howie Lynch and Fred Shoemaker, and after the war, Al Tirho and Fran Mullen. They were both class of 45, my class, incidentally. I don't know of any of them that are left today. But starting with Glenn, they had problems because all the men were leaving college in the fall of 41 when I came. Anybody who was 18 or 19 who was enlisting, and the college male population was dropping tremendously, and the existence of the club was really in doubt. It did disappear for a few years during the war. Prior to everybody leaving, I was not part of this personally because I left in the spring of 1942 before the club really got down to the bare bones, but they had a group of the Potter men then who got together and pledged to themselves and for the club that after the war they would get together and ensure that it got started again. And these presidents here, and I don't want to mention names because my memory may get too creative at times. I have an admiration of so many of them. But there were certainly the presidents that did this before and right after the war. And one person that's not mentioned here but ought to get a lot of credit because I think he was the one who initiated that pledge to themselves that they would restart the club, and in fact called the early meetings immediately after the war when some of the people came back, including myself. And that was Art Cornwall. He ought to be named someplace as one of the real people responsible for the existence of the club today. I myself have only one distinction, I guess, as far as the Potter Club goes, other than being, fairly longevity, so I'm still around. But I'm probably the one and only, maybe the only, I'm not sure, I'm the only this person who ever got elected clerk of the club as a freshman for the sophomore year. And that probably not be any great attribute of my own other than the fact that everybody else is leaving for the war. Thank you very much.